what is up? And welcome to Off the Books, where we're surfing the uncharted waters of accounting, of finance, and wherever else those waves take us. This episode is brought to you by Workiva, the risk, reporting, and compliance platform that makes sense of all the tangled data problems your team deals with. Check it out at workiva.com/podcast. I'm Drew Dubner, and I am your host. I am not an accountant, but I like asking questions of people who are, so finance professionals can do their jobs better. Today, we're going to find out so much about internal audit. Today, we're joined by Ernest Annunciacion and Dominic Badabin. Ernest, would you tell the fine folks at home who you are?
Thank you, Drew. As you mentioned, I'm Ernest Annunciacion. I'm a former chief audit executive. I'm an OG CIA, and I am excited to be here today with Dom's first podcast episode, and we are going to trade war stories between two former General Electric soldiers. So looking forward to going down memory lane today.
Yeah. Hey, Dom.
Cool. I'll give an introduction. So I guess I'm also an OG corporate audit staff alumni here. Previously was at General Electric, where I spent the majority of my career, not just in audit, internal audit, but with a few other GE programs. So corporate audit staff is one, financial management program. I was a GE baby for a while over there. So
yes, I'm stoked to have some General Electricians on the show. So, Ernest, Dom, you've both experienced being part of the GE Corporate Audit Staff, or CAS program, in your past lives, like you said. So, Ernest, you tipped me off to this. When I read that GE was shuttering their Corporate Audit Staff program, I thought of you both, coincidentally. And then I thought more, as I'm prone to do, and realized that I don't know much about this CAS program at all. So, you know, right from the get-go, what is slash was will not be the CAS program?
I feel like we need to cue up the Boyz II Men end of the road song here. But Dom, you want to give a lay of the land? And because I think our programs were a little bit different, but the essence was the same. And I'll fill in some of the blanks in terms of what those nuances were.
Yeah. So, I mean, corporate audit staff, let's go through a little bit of this, right? So it was GE's premier internal audit program. But it wasn't really known specifically for just internal audit, right? Mm-hmm. GE's corporate audit staff was more of a leadership program, and GE was known as having a number of different kinds of leadership programs that were there to essentially groom future executives in the organization. So GE's corporate audit staff program is one that near and dear to, I think, both Ernest and myself, not because we were there, but because of what these programs were known as, or this program was known as within GE, but also externally across the finance industry. So within our corporate audit staff, it was very rigorous in that you did all the audits you can imagine, core balance sheet, compliance, IT, supply chain. You also did advisory kind of roles, but there were a lot of opportunities to build on leadership experiences, work with people across the world, work with teams day in and day out, build these really strong relationships, and eventually become kind of a people person and potential executive within the company. Now, Ernest, did I miss anything there?
The other thing I would add to it is it was an up or out type of program. So every single year you were evaluated, and if you made the cut, you would get promoted to the next level. So you started off as an associate one and then an associate two, and typically, and I don't remember the number, Dom, you might have to fill in the blanks here, but you committed at least a two-year tenure to it. And then from that associate one and two level, you went up to an audit manager the next year, senior audit manager the year after. And then if you made it to that fifth year, you became an executive audit manager, which I would equate to, for those who were in public accounting, equivalent to potentially a partner. Now, a lot of people who went through this program also went through a two-year entry-level program. Like Don mentioned, he went through financial management program. I went through the information management leadership program. By the time you finish your entry-level program and then corporate audit staff, within 7 years, you could potentially be a CFO or a CIO of one of the smaller GE legal entities, you know, talking about anywhere from 350 to 500 million in revenue. And so it really was a leadership training ground. And I wanted to say at the time that I was there, which was back between the years of 2003 through 2009, I want to say about 25% of our executive managers or executive leadership had come through this program.
Oh, wow. So it's effectively like corporate audit boot camp to get people ready, prepared, and also like a AAA team for the executives of GE, effectively.
Yeah. So when we were there, it was known more as the Green Berets of GE.
Mm-hmm. Yep. The Navy. We called ourselves the Navy SEALs.
Yeah. I was going to say, I actually have a Green Beret hat that I wore jokingly when I was in Paris for one of my assignments. But it was like, to Ernest's point, super rigorous program. So you came in, I mean, just getting into the program itself was a challenge in itself. If you made it to the end, you were an executive, you probably led a team of, in some cases, 100 people.
Yep.
So people who made it to that point in the organization were executives within the company itself.
To give a little historical context too, the corporate audit staff or the CASP program had been around since the inception of General Electric, mm-hmm. even dating back to the days of when Thomas Edison founded the company. So you're talking about a 100-year program. And that's why when the article came out in the Wall Street Journal, I had so many former CASP peers and partners and former coworkers that kind of reached out. And it was kind of interesting to see the posts on social media. You know, it's an end of an era.
Oh, for sure. I can only imagine. So walk me through, I mean, as you said, this differs for both of you as you had different angles and different experiences here. But, you know, tactically, what did you do? You woke up at 4 a.m., you ran 5 miles, and then, I mean, maybe not. But what was your day-to-day, basically?
I was going to say, did you have time to run 5 miles when you were in corporate ride stuff?
No, I was lucky if I even got any workout in.
I can give you a little bit of background in terms of like what my day was. And I should have mentioned this, but when I was there, it was 2015 to 2017.
Okay.
So let's jump into like what the review itself is. Maybe that's a good starting point before we go through like a day in the life.
Sure.
But the review itself, I mean, for those that have done audit, internal audit before, you have what we call a review. And then corporate audit staff, it was a 4-month assignment. I'd say it was intense from the beginning, from the moment the assignment started. You started with this 2-week period of know your business. And essentially what you did there was know your business, but not just from a high level. You had to get really detailed and understand the processes, the people, the technology that was involved, everything about that business. So at the end of those 2 weeks, that when you finished your know your business kind of prep work, you would actually sit down with some executives within the company in some cases, and you'd walk through how their business runs with them. And actually,
How the business run back to an executive?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So imagine, Drew, imagine being a 23, 24-year-old, couple of years out of college, and you're talking to a CFO of a multi-billion-dollar media company like NBC, and you're trying to explain to them how the DVD distribution business in the life cycle, in terms of revenue recognition, and how movies are made from, you know, pre-production to post-production to releases in the theater to going onto video to residual sales. And trying to exhibit your knowledge of that.
That's insane. Right?
Now, yeah. You know you've done a good job when that CFO or CEO is now asking you intriguing questions for their own benefit to understand that business. I remember one time I was auditing our steam turbine business and drawing on a whiteboard how a steam turbine worked for the CFO and CEO. And not that they didn't know, of course they did, but I just thought it was super interesting that I'm here getting ready for my audit and I'm drawing how a steam turbine works.
And that's honestly, Dom, the KYBs, and we also did Know Your Customers or KYCs in certain reviews. That was one of the best ways to build credibility with your stakeholders, was to show that you were willing to put the time in to learn their business. And that's one of the biggest challenges that auditors have today, is when you're doing something that's non-financial in nature, you're doing an operational audit, an IT audit, or a business segment audit, what are you going to tell a process or control owner, let alone a CRO, a CIO, a CFO, of how you're going to make recommendations in terms of how to improve their business, right? And so it was such a, like Dom said, it's an intense exercise, but it was absolutely necessary to start off on the right foot so that you start building that trust and credibility with the stakeholders.
Now, we already sound like we just spent 4 months going through the audit engagement, but we're only 2 weeks in here. So the second 2 weeks was where we actually did the scoping, understanding not just the business, but the processes. If we're auditing something like accounts receivables, we're understanding the AR process from start to finish. We're building out our risk matrix, and we're understanding what kind of controls we're going to look into, what kind of risks that we've identified. The next 8 weeks, I'd say, was when we started hitting the field. So we had 2 months of this 4 month period to go and actually audit what we were doing. This includes like your client interactions, your interviews, data requests, you name it, right? Even though we're doing this 8 week engagement, this 8 week audit itself, we're showing results on a weekly basis to the CFO, the CEO of the company.
So they're not just shoving you in a closet and saying,
not at all.
See you later. Nope.
Not at all. And you're managing changing expectations from these people. As new risks arise, you've got to be able to be nimble and adjust your audit approach as needed. Ernest, am I missing anything there?
No, you're hitting it on the head. You know, and what's interesting now, when I look back on my experience there, we were using very traditional methods of auditing. It was kind of the way that it's always been done. And now you're starting to hear these notions of agile audits, right? And breaking it up into sprints and, you know, manageable chunks of the audit and refocusing your priorities based on what's in the backlog. None of that existed when Dom and I were in CAS. So imagine truncating all that stuff into that 4 month trimester. So anyways, continue on with the program there.
That's great. We're just going through the odd assignment here. We're not going through the average day in the life yet, Drew.
No.
So now after you've done kind of that 8 week audit, you have this 2 week closing period. And I feel like, or this is kind of standard in terms of like how these audits go, but you're getting approvals, you're closing things out with your stakeholders, you're making sure that you get the right sign off on the completion of your audit. The final thing you're doing is a 2 week set of documentation, which includes, for us people in the audit world, different work papers. And in these work papers, you're structuring the audit results, how you perform the audit, so that it can be reperformed in the future. And you're essentially taking two nonstop weeks of time, and you're putting in all of the work that you've done over the last, you know, 3.5 months of this audit. So you're waking up in the morning, you're documenting the audit, you're going to sleep at night, you're thinking about what you have to continue to document the next day, and you're doing that nonstop. So I'd say like that is essentially like how these audits actually went down in terms of, you know, start to finish from the process standpoint, how an assignment actually worked.
And at a minimum, you're doing this 3 times a year. So we've got those 3 4-month trimesters, and each one of those could be a completely different business. You know, in my experience, I audited NBC Universal, which was freaking awesome. If anybody remembers, GE used to own an entertainment company. I went to our plastics business. I went to our oil and gas business. I went to our shared services, our corporate headquarters, our treasury department. I mean, there were so many different areas that you would do and repeat this 3 times a year. Do the math. Imagine doing that if you made it all the way up to executive audit manager.
And, all over the country, all over the world.
All over the world. All over the world. In fact, my pilot, and we can talk a little bit about what the pilot program is. So essentially, your pilot is your trial. And during my time, it was a 6-week-long pilot program, and essentially was your test to see if you could cut it as an auditor. And good reflection for you to say, is this really what I want to do? Because the prestige of saying you graduated from CAS, at least back in my day, carried a lot of weight and gravity in terms of who's getting promoted and who's, you know, moving into leadership positions or different parts of the business. That definitely puts you kind of in the forefront.
I think that's a good spot to take a quick breather. We'll pick up back on this conversation on the flip side next week. Dom and Ernest are going to walk through some of their excellent experiences with GE's CAS program, some exotic audit locales, which is a very fun phrase to say, by the way, and share their top tips and tricks for listeners. It's really valuable stuff. Please stick around for it. Mark up that new Excel shortcut of the day calendar you got for Christmas. Put it to good use. Hey, while you're here, on behalf of the whole Off the Books gang, thanks so much for making 2020 a year to remember. We've got a lot of good stuff cooking, and we want you to be part of it. Give us a shout at Off the Books, all one word, at Workiva, WORKIVA.com. Surf's up, and we'll see ya in 2021. We'll be right back.